Hey, this is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez from The Real Ass Podcast. Thanks for listening, but did you know that we do the show live every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch live, join the chat room, have access to the video version of the show, and access hundreds of hours of archives if you sign up for membership at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you'll save $1 on monthly network membership. We got a bunch of great shows on the network, including Legion of Skanks, The Josta Show, High Society Radio, SDR Show, and the brand new Tim Dillon Is Going to Hell. If you want to just support The Real Ass Podcast, you can do that as well, and it's only $2.50 per month. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code RAP when you check out, and best of all, you don't have to listen to this commercial.
The deals are getting hotter during the Deer Days of Summer. Get 0% financing for 60 months on all John Deere compact tractors. Plus, get a best-in-class 6-year powertrain warranty at no additional cost. Hurry in today for the hot deals of summer. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
This is The Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Real Ass Podcast coming at you, full effect from the East Village Gas Digital Studios. I am your host, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake Luis J. Gomez. Hanging in studio with the fucking team.
Yeah.
International superstar Zach Amico.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Porque. Porquas.
Porque.
Porque. Porquis. I don't, I can say like four things in Spanish. That was it. That was one of them. Porque.
I saw Colin Quinn's New York story last night.
Yeah.
And he talked about how Puerto Rican don't speak Spanish at all.
No, we don't. We don't. Very proud to be an American, to be honest with you.
Me too.
Are we coming through on a good volume, Maddie?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like that music was really loud. Also, Chris Scopo's here.
What's up? This is the original crew.
This is it, nigga?
Yeah. Fuck Chris Tinkle in his Game of Thrones face.
Tinkle's running late. You know, he did text me, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. That's fine. He didn't just show up late like Scopo used to do all the time. But you've been good, Scopes.
You know what it is? I'm telling you, the Wednesday, it's a lot easier for me to drive in the city.
Yeah.
I guess the Friday traffic is just crazy.
Mental note. We should move back to Friday. Finally give us the excuse to kick Scopo off the show. Very smart. Very smart. Puerto Rican Rattlesnake comes to show. Maddie, don't we have remote controls that you can do that with?
The cameras? Yes, but the one, your camera is dead.
My camera's dead?
Yeah, well, the mortar for it.
Okay. All right, well, anyway, guys, welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Real quick, let me get a couple things out of the way. A couple pligugs. excuse me, pligugs, I was going to say. Yeah, it's a great song. This style of music just is gone now.
Yeah, this was 90s. This is very
like
big in the
late 90s.
Yeah, 98, 99.
Sunshine rock. How do you describe this type of music?
Frat boy bullshit.
Yeah, if I was,
did frat boys like this though?
If I was went to college
this,
in the 90s,
college music.
I would be in here. Yeah, we would definitely play it at a frat party. Or a
I feel like
party.
It's music that you would play in a backyard at a barbecue.
Yeah,
you were trying to rock out a little bit.
That's how like frat parties were in the
I feel like they thought
May.
This was going to be classic rock 50 years from now. They're like, no, we got it. This is going to be what everyone like jams out to at their backyard barbecues.
Is this band still? Are they still touring?
I don't know, Maddie. Look,
I would assume they're doing like fairs
or cruise. There's probably a Bare Naked Ladies cruise, I think.
Yeah,
I believe I'm almost
somewhere
positive
in Oklahoma.
No, like World Fair kind of like stuff.
They got
like that Sugar Ray thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Sugar Ray is the same type of band.
He's still big, though, Sugar Ray.
Who else is... Yeah, but Mark McGrath, he's like a TV
he's
host
big, yeah,
type guy. Nobody gives a shit about his music. What are some other sunshine rock bands?
311 did it, even though that wasn't their main thing.
Yeah, 311
they
was...
They dabbled in it.
They almost like were one of like the first bands that kind of like opened up this style of like music video.
Looks like they're still doing
Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth, yeah. What was the other band?
Who was the band that did the Michael Jackson song?
Alien Ant Farm.
Yeah, yeah. They were in this. I think they were supposed to be metal at one point, too.
They were like metal.
And then they were like, no, dude, let's just do sunshine pop bullshit rock. Mad films. Okay, I don't make films. But if I did, they'd have a set.
So yeah, I like how they have album. They have the General Lee.
What'd you say, buddy?
They have a 2016 album and some tour dates coming up.
Fuck off.
They're still doing it.
I want to hear a new Bare Naked Ladies song.
All right.
I want to hear, type in Bare Naked Ladies and go to their official page, and I want to see a fucking new Bare Naked Ladies song. What if they're just awesome?
Are they just incredible?
They're just the fucking best band we've ever heard.
What if it's just this, but like all old man shit?
What other song did they have? They had If I Had $1 Million or something, right?
Yeah. And I feel like they had one more, too.
Yeah. I would not assume these guys would still be together. I would assume that they would be all working some sort of fucking bullshit jobs.
Producer job.
No, not even in music, because the music business,
the
music business has changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they were on top in 1999...
People still bought albums.
Yeah, dude.
There were still record stores.
Yeah, like, now we're just like I want to hear a new... I want to hear a new song by... You could end this song, buddy. Just find a new one. It's fine. Like, I want to find a new song by them. Back in the day, if I wanted to find a new song by the Bare Naked Ladies, I would have to wait by my radio for hours, or I'd have to go to a record store or open up Columbia House, one of my favorite magazines, and I'd have to...
And open up another account in, like, your fish's name?
Yeah, dude, I had every pet that I've ever had.
Had an account?
And here's what's funny about us, right? We always did it in one of our pets' names. This is what children we were. We could have just made up a name. We didn't need to actually assign...
You make up a name, but you don't remember the name you made up.
Yeah, but what would it matter? They send you the first 8 CDs for free, and then you fucking... That's it. Miss Kitty Gomez had an account. Fucking Sebastian Gomez, my dog. We used to name all of our pets. The cats were just... We got really lazy because we had like 1,000 cats. But the dogs, we always would name after like fucking 80s metal people. And our fish. We had one of those like sucker fish that cleaned the tank? Mm-hmm. That was Steven Tyler.
That's a good one. That's a funny one.
Yeah, yeah. And then we had like all these like Sebastian Bach and... Snake and all the guys from Skid Row and Motley Crue. Vince
Snake
Neil.
Was a frog, ironically.
Is there something new, Maddie? Because you are fucking taking your time.
Here we go.
I could only find the live version, so.
What
That's
is
fine.
This? Yeah, but how do we know this is a new song?
Because it's from Look the new them. Album.
It's from the new album.
They age a little bit.
Turn it up.
This is where to live. Broken glass, broken hungry, broken hearts and broken bones. This is where we used to live.
It's terrible. It's just all right, you can turn it off. It's just not like
catchy.
There's nothing about it. There's nothing
about it. I couldn't
hum
that.
It's just there's no hook. There's no balls to it. There's no emotion behind it. It's just fucking bland. There's comedians like this.
No, it's like
I don't
want to
name names, but there's comedians where you go like, yeah, I get the, yeah, they tell jokes. Yes, they do well on stage or they do well enough. Yes, it looks like a comedian and it's built and constructed like a comic and jokes. But you go, it's just fucking bland horse shit. It's just, why would anybody enjoy that? You'll never be anybody's favorite comic. They are nobody's favorite band.
They're definitely somebody's favorite band.
Nobody's favorite band.
I mean,
they're probably those comedians' right favorite there. Band.
What? Yeah. There's names I really wish I could just... I wish I was one of these guys that...
You can't now. You're an owner of a business.
No, that's not even the point. I don't give a shit about that. I'm just not going to go and... out somebody. To be honest with you, it's more or less the fans. And this would be a good way to kind of segue into the topic I want to talk to you in a minute anyway, after we do our plugs, because we are ADD'd as shit today. No, it's fine. It's my fault.
Maybe. No. I'm just saying, I found someone whose favorite band is Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay.
They exist.
Who is it?
It's Evan Lucy.
At Evan Lucy on Twitter?
Apparently.
Now, this guy should be
harassed. All right, guys, tweet at Evan Lucy and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Man, look at him.
Yeah, tell Evan
he
Lucy.
He also enjoys going to Disney, apparently.
He kind of looks like the singer.
It's his own,
what if it's his brother?
It's his own band. Evan Lucy, you are a fucking bland, tasteless nobody. It's like a guy who gets into a car accident and loses his sense of taste, and he's trying to tell me that his favorite fucking meal is bourbon chicken. I don't give a shit. Your opinion stinks. He was probably in a car accident. That's why Bare Naked Ladies are his favorite band.
Bourbon chicken was a very odd choice in that analogy.
I thought of it was.
I saw the wheels turning, and you landed on bourbon chicken.
My wheels turn very slowly, Zach.
Yeah. I would have wanted like
if
bologna.
If you're watching my
sandwich.
Wheels turn, you almost go.
I was thinking like
turning?
Broccoli. He liked broccoli, but I've never had bourbon chicken.
Bourbon chicken, really?
Yeah, no.
Any fucking mall you go to, they have a little Asian person that has bourbon chicken on a fucking toothpick. And I used to just go up and then I'd come back around, take my hat off.
Like a Costco?
Yeah, kind of like a Costco.
Okay.
Thanks, Copes. Yeah, that guy stinks.
Man,
so does Bernie
Glaze.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So look, fucking real quick, July 30th, me and Chris Scopo, we're going to be up at Laugh It Up Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie. That's right, motherfuckers. Poughkeepsie, if you're in the semi-upstate New York area.
Hour and a half out of the city.
Not even a big deal. If you're from the city, you should come up to Poughkeepsie to see us.
The train.
How cool would that be?
The train goes from Penn Station
to the club.
Right up way to the club.
No way.
Yeah, remember last time?
Yeah, remember, it's in the same parking lot.
Why am I having you on the show?
I don't know. You need a strong act to open it up.
It was the ride. I don't even need... I could just be keeping that money for myself.
Yeah, get one of those guys to do it.
Yeah, I really should. I really fucking should.
You
anyway,
should.
July 30th, myself and Chris Scopo.
So you're going to meet me up there?
No, I'm not meeting you up there, motherfucker. You're picking me up from my place. From my fucking place.
I hate when you're headliner. I have to pick you up from you got to pick the headliner up.
Yeah, well, as opposed to when you're headlining.
No, to when you're middling.
Yeah. No, listen to me. Anytime I'm performing above you in the hierarchy of a comedy show, I expect you to pick me up at my place. I expect it.
No, not
you don't always do it.
If you're middling,
you don't always do it. But I expect
if you're middling,
it.
No, I'm not picking you up.
Yeah. Well, we'll be up there also. The last weekend of August, I believe it's the 25th and 26th, I'm going to be headlining Comics at Mohegan Sun. So you guys can grab your tickets now. Come check my show out. This tour that we did. Oh, real quick, what do you guys got to plug?
Okay.
Scopes?
The day 29th of July, be at the Brokerage for a special show. Come check that out. And that's it. You check my other gig.
Very nice.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. Snapchat me your cat at ZachAmico. My show with New Jack has been postponed at Laugh It Up, but they just contacted me about opening for another wrestler who's legit one of my five favorite wrestlers of all time. I can't say yet. I'll
Cactus
tell you.
Jack.
No, I wish.
Jake the Snake.
I'll tell
Mick
you off
Foley.
Air.
Mick Foley.
That's he said him already. I'll tell you off air.
Oh, hey,
no. You're not going to care like I care.
He's, Jake the Snake.
No, ECW guy.
Sandman. Tommy Dreamer. Raven.
Maybe. That's who they hit me up.
I feel like you, in your mind, you're going for the Raven look.
Not going for it, but I've definitely accidentally done it.
That my sister used to want to fuck Raven.
Raven, what do you look like? I'm pretty
sure
that's
not confirmed. That's just a possibility. There's no date yet. But
Raven,
if I do it, I'll freak out.
I'm pretty sure he
literally the least funny human being on the planet.
He actually he's done stand-up for a while.
Really?
Yeah, he did shit with Bob Levy for a long time.
Really?
Because
Raven
funny.
Would get into the ring and he would just go into the corner and slump into the corner and let his hair fall down over his face like he was drunk almost. Like his character was heroin addict.
More or less.
Shitty heroin addict stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was Raven's thing.
And then I'm going to be at the Twin Tiers Comic Con August 13th and 14th in Elmira. And I'll be there with Jake the Snake.
Nice.
Because sometimes you get the career you deserve.
Yep. All right. All right. I want to see some Raven comedy in a minute. Maddie, pull that up for
me. I don't know if he has anything online.
I hope he does. That'd be really fun. So what's going on now with fucking Leslie Jones and Milo Yiannopoulos? Let's guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
All right, I really don't know shit. Everything that's been happening in the news for the past week has just been kind of a blur because I've been on the road.
Yeah, you've been on the road. I was with you for a little while, and I've been writing all week. So yeah. This week has just gone by.
I come in, I come out on Facebook, I see shit is happening. I have no time to explore any of these topics the way you should if you're going to discuss them on a platform like the Real Ass Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we're Real Ass. I don't give a shit. I don't need to go and study topics like other people do. We'll go off the fucking dome piece. So, do you know anything that happened with Leslie Jones?
I just know Scopo? She's off Twitter because people were being racist.
She was being bullied about the movie. Has anybody seen the new Ghostbusters?
No.
No, I made $66 million. I think it needs to make $300 to cut even.
Ooh. So $66 million. Hold on. Are the Rotten Tomatoes out? Let me pull them up. So. Actually, Maddie,
now with Star Trek coming out next week.
Pull up the Rotten Tomatoes for the new Ghostbusters. I want to see what the critics and the audience alike are saying.
I've heard so many mixed reviews. People like it sucks. People like it's awesome. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to pass judgment on the movie. I'll say here's what sucks about the movie, right? Just to begin with. What is it, Maddie? You could pull that up. Not bad. Not bad. Tomato meter, the critics' reviews say 73% liked it, and the audience reviews 57%. I've liked movies that have had worse Rotten Tomatoes reviews. Let's look up
Return
to Nukem High.
Oh, terrible critic reviews.
Return to Nukem High, Volume 2, right?
No, Volume 1. Volume 2 is
not out yet. Return to Nukem High. I want to see the reviews for this.
With terrible reviews.
And it's a great movie.
Which volume?
Volume 1. Volume 2 is not out yet.
Volume 1. There we go. There is no critic reviews because no critics have seen it.
43.
And the audience, the only people that would watch this movie are already fans of Troma because people don't just stumble upon this movie.
No, a lot of people did stumble on this one.
43%. Only 43% of its intended audience like it. And that's the best movie of 2013.
One of the top 13.
So, people are not... Here's the thing. When it first came out, people hated it so much. It had the worst reviews of any YouTube video ever.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Nukem High?
No, Ghostbusters.
Oh, Ghostbusters. Okay.
The worst reviews ever. Because people hated the idea. And I got to be honest with you. I kind of hate the idea, too. Not that it's female Ghostbusters. I really have no problem with it being female Ghostbusters. If you want to mix it up, if you want to throw a fucking...
It's progressive.
A Puerto Rican Ghostbuster in there, or a Ghostbuster in a wheelchair, do what you got to fucking do, okay? But don't be lazy with it. The fact that they had to have one nerdy chick like Egon, one black chick like Winston, they had to have the fucking fat guy like... what's his name?
Dan Aykroyd?
Dan Aykroyd's character.
Right. And then the black guy.
And then the other one. So they had to take those four characters and just throw them in fucking dresses and go, oh, now we're the female Ghostbusters. That's just really lazy to me. I have no problem. If they came out and said, hey, we're going to make fucking four female Ghostbusters, and they didn't just have those little... That was the thing that made me go immediately. It turned me off within 3 seconds of watching the preview. Am I crazy?
No. Not at all.
So that was my problem. A lot of people, though, okay, a lot of dudes... We have this generation of fucking dude bros that we live in, the new millennials, and a lot of them are our fans. I understand, you know, they fucking just hated with a passion the idea of them doing a female Ghostbusters,
well,
just in general.
I don't understand that, though. It's a movie about ghosts. It's fucking not real.
I get it.
Who gives a shit?
Well, here's the thing. I understand it. I completely understand going, that just fucking sucks. Why do we need to shoehorn in a female version of these characters? Why wouldn't they either do a continuation? I know, Zach, we discussed it on another show. You said you read a script that was really good.
Yeah. I found out when it came out, the guy who wrote it, Max Landis, said he actually had been hired to write the third Ghostbusters, wrote that. They turned it down, and they just cherry-picked some of his ideas for the new one.
Oh, really?
So it was actually a script they had hired him to write.
Well,
that would have been better, a third version. And then if you want to bring a female cast for a third, that would have been better.
The only thing that really bums me about it is that all the actors are fucking in it from the first two, and they're not playing their characters.
Yeah, they're not playing.
Bill Murray's in it?
Bill Murray's in it, and he's not playing his fucking character, which is insane to me.
What does he play?
Like, I think he's like a psychic or something.
Oh, that's stupid. Yeah.
It's just stupid.
That's just like bringing it
back.
Well,
look, the truth is there's smaller parts, so they weren't paying them a lot of money, probably. They're paying them very little bit.
Just have them be in the first 5 minutes and get killed.
Yeah, or not even get killed, or pass the baton over to these bitches.
They retire, whatever it is.
Yeah, look, I get why that... It just kind of sucks in general. You know, I'm not going to pass judgment on the movie because I haven't seen the movie. And typically, I don't like to... publicly trash another person's piece of work. You know, there's something about that. Even with movies and with music, just typically I don't like just like blind, especially blindly.
Just trash bare naked ladies.
Terrible. I'm not doing it blindly though. I'm not blindly trashing.
Yeah, he listened to it first.
I watched it. It was the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Okay. And they should know that. They should fucking
That's
know
sweet,
it.
Sweet Adam. Evan Lucey, tell him.
But no, I'm not just going to blindly trash it for the sake of trashing it. So what happened exactly with Leslie Jones, Maddie?
I know there's a third party between Milo and Leslie Jones named Nero, right? Maddie?
Dante's
in it? No.
That's Milo.
That's his Twitter.
Oh, he was
Twitter
Nero? Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Nero. Oh, Who's I really don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't
about.
Know anything. Who the fuck is Milo?
Milo Yiannopoulos.
He's like a gay conservative.
He's one of those alt-right dudes, and he's like,
he's great.
He's super gay.
Okay. Yeah, he's hilarious.
And he's the one that calls Trump daddy.
Yeah, and he's also, you know, he's like anti-feminist, and he always gives these like these kind of anti-feminism speeches on college campuses that always get like shut down by Black Lives That's Matter hilarious. Movement. Dude, it's crazy. In fact, Maddie, while we're talking about this, you should pull up like maybe a crazy Milo rally because. Look, I appreciate kind of what he does. I don't always agree with everything that he says, but I do think that he makes a lot of really good points, and he's one of the only people that are speaking publicly about kind of, especially white men. You guys are getting it really fucking bad right now in the media.
It's terrible. I can't do anything.
Yeah, you're just fucking, you're under constant scrutiny, and it's, he's one of the only guys that's kind of pointing that out. That it's like, yeah, in today's society, white men are told that they're fucking pieces of shit.
And he's gay.
And women, yeah, and he's yeah, and a gay
makes,
white man.
Oh, that fantastic. Makes these broads' brains explode.
Yeah.
That's like, Ali, did you see Ali Wong's thing? She's no. trash feminism. She was like, it's stupid. Why are we doing this?
Yeah. I didn't see it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Check it out.
But, so, what were people saying to...
Well, here's the original... Looks like the original tweet was from Milo, which is not coming up. Right.
Pull it up in the full screen, Maddie. It doesn't have to be in the three shot all the time. What is it? I don't really get it.
Hang on.
Okay.
It's a meme. It says, who are you going to call Weight Watchers?
Oh, so that's what Milo said. So Milo did tweet something first.
Right.
And then all of his people started jumping on board with it.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm doing some last minute.
That made me chuckle.
There. It's fine. So, pull up...
So then, well, there was a bunch that followed it. Here's her response.
What does it say? Some people in here are fucking disgusting. I'm blocking your filthy ass if retweet that perverted shit. You know that I'm... Just know that now, bitches.
And then here's some of the stuff that's coming in after that.
Ooh.
You know... You only wanted to protect that kid.
That's funny. Though.
It's Harambe, the gorilla holding the
They're
kid.
Pretty rough.
Exposing. Yeah, I hope. Wait, hold on. Slow down.
Sorry.
Exposing. I hope you all go after them like they go after
So
them.
She starts retweeting all the racist shit that people are saying to her and kind of starts a shitstorm. Because then people are like really going over the top.
I get it, though.
Hoping to get retweeted.
That's pretty fucking mean.
It's horrendous. The next one is really mean, but really good research.
Your Ghostbusters isn't the first.
That's the original Ape. Ghostbusters, and there was a monkey.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
That's okay. It's horrible, but that's really good research.
For the audio listeners, there's a movie poster, and it's just two dudes and then a gorilla in a little spinny hat.
That's fucking terrible, but that's funny. Come on.
All right, go ahead. Keep on going. I just don't understand.
Well, she clearly didn't watch the original movie.
Yeah, go down. Then Leslie said, stop saying ignore them, or that's just the way it is, because that's bullshit. Everyone knows an asshole. Check them for their hate.
And then it just gets ugly.
That's not funny at all.
Yeah. Reporting and exposing your racist ass. Exposing. All right. Yeah, so this goes on.
Okay, fairness, there was one really funny one. There's a fake Papa John's account that just tweeted her, like, support. And it was like, don't worry, you got this, nigga. And then she just types back, really, Papa John? Because she thought it was really Papa John's.
Oh, my God.
And, like, as much as I want, it's horrible. Fuck. The fact that she really thought it was Papa John made me so happy.
Fuck no,
not,
dude.
But she's not doing her research then. She's not clicking back and seeing that's not them.
Oh, yeah, excuse me.
At Padre Juanes?
That's fucking hilarious, dude. All right, so here's the deal, right? No, it's not...
I'm not going to say it's horrible. It's
But it's also Twitter. It's the worst common denominator of people.
You have 275,000 Twitter followers. How are you responding to this? I learned a long time ago, just stop fucking responding to these people. That all
I block the same guy every week.
Yeah.
Every week I have to block the same guy.
I just stop blocking them. I get so much hate on Twitter that I can't spend my time.
But you love the hate, though.
It
fuels your fire.
No, I don't love the hate. That's not true. Nobody loves. We all want to be fucking liked. Anybody who does comedy or is doing radio or seeking this type of attention, we all want to be liked. You know what I'm saying? I would rather be remembered, and I would rather be notorious than forgettable. So if I'd rather have somebody fucking hate me and remember who the fuck I am than just be an afterthought, which a lot of comics, I think most comics are, like nobody knows who the fuck they are. So I'm a fairly memorable personality, and I'm a fairly memorable guy, whether you like me or you don't like me. And typically the people who don't like me come the fuck around. They always do. Even the ones who won't even admit it, they fucking do.
The Howard Stern syndrome.
Yeah. Howard Stern of MMA Radio syndrome.
That's right.
So for her to go at these people and to like start battling with them, it's like, you know,
I mean, I get why she did it, though.
You should just know better. Read her last tweet, Maddie.
I leave Twitter tonight with tears and a very sad heart. All this because I did a movie. You can hate the movie, but the shit I got today, wrong.
It's kind of sad, but you're like, come on, have a thicker skin.
Dude, people were tweeting Patton Oswalt pictures of his dead wife and he didn't quit Twitter. Fucking, you can do better, babe.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. It's like, the bigger you get, the more this is going to fucking happen. And that's just that. And the second you let them know that they're getting to you, oh my God, you're just opening the floodgates. You know, you have to laugh at this shit. That's all you can, especially if you're a comedian.
Yeah,
you know?
If you said, haha, that was funny, people wouldn't come at you as much.
Or not even, just ignore it.
You ignore it?
You're above it. You're on Saturday Night Live, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. That's exactly the point. You should be substantially above it. I feel like I'm above it, and I'm on nothing. I'm on nothing. And I feel like I'm above going, if people were attacking me like that, you know, talking about how I'm exposing their racism and fucking going to battle with hundreds of Twitter trolls. That's crazy. That's crazy. So, yeah, I feel bad for her in the sense that, like, it sucks to be fucking told that something you do blows. And, you know, obviously racism sucks. And, you know, people that will say shit like that to somebody to their face, not even to be funny, but to be hurtful, they're shitty fucking people. But at what point you got to go, like, all right, I'm a fucking celebrity. I'm on television every single week. I'm not going to stoop to the level. Somebody like...
Her life is better than every one of those trolls.
Maybe.
No, it definitely is.
Probably. But... you can't be so sensitive. You know, I mean, literally every single day I have five or six people sending me some hateful shit. Every single fucking day.
And I'll tell B to stop.
Pretty good. Like pretty that. Good. So Milo got banned from Twitter for this.
Yeah.
Maddie forgot he was on a podcast.
I didn't realize you were like still asking that question. Yeah, he got banned
for life.
Well,
you can get banned from Twitter?
For life.
For life, they said.
This is what sucks about social media, right? We buy into it, right? We not only buy into it, we invest into it in a weird way, right? Because we use these tools for our careers, for our shows, to promote ourselves, to connect with fans. But you don't realize that there's all of this fucking fine print that you and all these rules that you have to abide by. And nobody abides by the rules. Nobody at all abides by the rules. But what you do is you then put yourself at the mercy of these companies, because anytime they want to, now they can just fucking kick you off because you fucked up somewhere down the line. You know? And Twitter, I watched it happen with Facebook, YouTube, all of these big companies that, you know, are great tools to go and promote your career, they almost become like your fucking boss in a weird way. They're overseeing your content, and you can't just put out anything the fuck you want. You can't use hateful speech on Twitter or on Facebook, or they can block you.
Someone will report you, and that's
somebody
it.
Can report you, and that's Dumb. That, dude. I made a joke on Facebook. Remember that rapper Chinx?
Yes, I remember this.
Remember when he died?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I was like, you know, hip hop artist Chinx dies, only to be survived by his brother. Spix and his sister Porch Monkeys, and I spelled it with an X and a Z, which is a dumb little fucking joke. Somebody reported that tweet And they got it removed, and I got a warning from them saying if I posted something like that again that they were going to suspend my account. What is this, Maddie?
This is the statement released from Twitter.
Twitter says people should be able to express diverse opinions and beliefs on Twitter, but no one deserves to be subjected to targeted abuse online, and our rules prohibit inciting or engaging the targeted abuse or harassment of others. This is why Twitter sucks, right?
Because if that hate had gone to a white guy, no one would give a shit.
Nobody would give a fuck. Nobody would give a fuck. But because it's a black woman, you know, the second that happens, I was talking to somebody else. I wouldn't even say who it was, but I was talking to somebody else who, I guess, I don't know who, if it was his girlfriend or, yeah, I think it was his girlfriend. He would hit Twitter up and tell Twitter that his girlfriend was a tranny because people would be trolling him so bad online, and he would say shit about his girlfriend. And he'd be like, yeah, my girlfriend's transgendered. She's very upset. And because it was transgendered, Twitter starts to like freak out and go, oh, shit, we have to accommodate them. They're so quick to accommodate, you know, in, I think in this order, transgendered, gays, women, minorities, in that order of how quick they are to like, oh, shit, we got to get their back, you know. But, yeah, that's it. Because Leslie Jones is getting harassed, they banned Milo. Which it doesn't even seem like it didn't even seem like he was really fucking doing anything. He's got some fucking
fat joke, and she wasn't even in it.
He's got some crazy fans. That's it. He's got some crazy fans, and you kind of went at the fans. And if you do that, you should completely expect to get attacked 100 times over because they don't have a face. They have no accountability. I can't go on Twitter and be like, you little fucking faggot motherfucker, come and fucking find me. I can't do that because I'm accountable for writing the word faggot into a stupid website. These guys aren't accountable. They have no accountability. There's nothing you can do to them. They are little fucking eggs. They can call you a nigger. They can call you a spick. They can call you a faggot. They can call you whatever they want. And nobody will ever do anything about it. And that's that. And that's why you have to be above it. Because you're not playing the same rules. You know, it's like if you guys are snipers, it's like you're just fucking walking. You're walking out there with your arms tied behind your back and a fucking pillowcase over your head while they're just in a tower with an awesome rifle with a sniper scope on it. They're going to blow your fucking head off. That's the game you're playing with Twitter trolls.
Also with pillowcases on their head, but with eye holes cut out.
Maddie, can I get a coffee? Yeah. Please, my friend. Please, my friend.
Take a left, by the way.
Take a left?
Apparently, he texted somebody 3 times or something.
Why didn't he ring the buzzer?
What?
What?
I didn't hear it. Hear.
You didn't hear it? Can you call him up and get him back here? Take a left.
Can I be honest? I forgot Tinkle was on the show.
Yeah, me too. Point. Yeah, it's fine. It's not the end of the world. Yeah, so that's that. But once again, I don't really care. I don't feel bad for Milo either.
I mean, he incited it.
It's just a stupid fucking website. You know, Milo actually did a great video on...
Is he a comic?
No. He did a great video on online harassment and bullying. Mm-hmm. There was a show, I guess, in England called Troll Hunters. And, you know, this woman was basically saying that there should be much more strict guidelines for what people can do and say online. And believe me, as a person who gets trolled on the internet a lot, my first reaction is like, yeah, fuck them. But then I go, no, hold on, let me take a step back. And you gotta, you know, disconnect yourself from what you're using it for. As a you know, a public profile, and you go, well, no, I mean, truthfully speaking, there shouldn't be any guidelines in what we say. The internet should be kind of a free space to share ideas, and, you know, we don't have to use the website. You know, I don't have to use Twitter. If I'm being trolled on Twitter every day, and it's so painful for me that I, you know, it's hurting my feelings to go on Twitter, and I can't think, and this bullying is really affecting my life, I should maybe delete my Twitter app. I should maybe not go on the website. I mean, I should maybe delete my profile. That's that. So, yeah, I don't feel
bad. Especially shouldn't do what we do, which is not only look at our own at replies, but then search our own names to see people that are talking about us but didn't want to tag us.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
oh, yeah.
Oof.
Are they bad, Zach? Do we have anything? Do
you
have
no, not in a while.
I've never done that.
There was one Kumia fan who hated me. Who wouldn't tag me? So then I started retweeting him, and then he stopped mentioning me.
Let's see. We got Zach Amico live. Things said about Zach Amico on Twitter.
You got to put it in quotations because my last name's a word.
Oh, you got to put it in a word or in quotes, really?
Yeah, because Zachary knows how to search himself.
Well, no, because my last name's Friend in Italian, so you get a bunch of my friend Zach Italian stuff.
Let's see. There we go. Look, Matt Nice says, all Zach, this is the Legion of Skanks, all Zach Amico does is sit back and wait for a zinger. He is good, but definitely not worthy of being the fourth skank.
That's mean.
Well, they put up a poll who should be the fourth skank. It's fucking Ari, Soder, and me. They put Norman on so I wouldn't come in last. But it's like, yeah, of course, the people who are really famous, that's who they want.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the thing. I think, you know, Mark's substantially more famous than you.
Yeah.
You know, and they still pick you over him. It's just fucking, you know, you're with the best of the best. Speaking of which, Zach will be on Legion of Skanks tonight. Tonight, motherfuckers. What the fuck happened to Tinkle now? I didn't hear the buzzer.
I didn't hear anything at all.
Yeah, I feel like somebody would have heard the fucking buzzer.
I think he's lying.
He didn't text me. Did he text you?
No.
My phone's in the other room.
He might have texted you.
I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have done nothing about it. Guys, thank you for not making fun of my fatness, by the way. I really appreciate
it,
guys.
I'm not here, Judge.
I mean,
I put on so much weight on this tour. It's crazy. I mean, I've
it's
never.
Not good. I'm not gonna lie,
dude.
You're not looking svelte.
Right on now. Our way to get cheesesteaks, Lewis requested we stop at McDonald's first for fries.
Did we get them?
You got outvoted.
Was the appetizer?
What did Tinkle say? You didn't check yet? Yeah, I got to do something about the weight. Thinking about doing some sort of a fundraiser. For like some sort of charity.
GoFundMe.
Like for every pound that I lose. And like getting people to donate. That could be a fun way to do it, right?
What would you donate to? What's your charity of choice?
I don't know. What's a good charity?
St. Jude?
Yeah, I did. For my birthday, I did that with St. Jude's. I said, don't get me anything. Just donate to St. Jude's.
I did something like that for Connor's Cure, which is like the WWE does one for pediatric cancer.
Okay.
That little kid that did you see the video?
The John Cena one?
There's a little kid that loved Daniel Bryan.
Oh, okay.
And they like had him in the ring to have a match.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called.
Did he get his ass kicked?
How'd he do it? Yeah.
He beat Triple H. He's good.
Yeah, maybe I should do that because I gotta lose weight, dude. I mean, it's like a real problem. It was a real fucking problem on the road. I wanna weigh in. Get the
scale. I'll do a weigh in too, because I've been slacking a little bit.
Dude, I promise you right now, I have to weigh, if I had to guess, 270 pounds.
No, really?
Yeah, easily. I mean, dude,
what
I'm
were you
fucking,
at when you were at your skinniest?
Like I got down to like 187 at one
Ooh,
point.
That's a 90 swing right there.
Let's see. I'll take my shoes off too.
Take everything off.
Yeah, no, you guys don't want to see all this. All right, commentate.
Lewis,
what was your heaviest?
Yeah, what was your that picture of you? You put it online last year. What, that was 330.
Gomez steps up to the scale. Oh my God. If it says error, I will go home.
278. Is that 278?
272.
272.
Yep.
What'd I tell you?
Wow.
All right.
Next up,
just so you know,
my friend Zach.
I weighed in at the doctor's office with my son last week. 251 pounds. I put on 21
pounds. That is a 21.
That is so unhealthy.
That's terrible. What did you eat?
Everything, dude. I mean, I ate everything.
They literally say that's the worst thing you can do is go up and down.
Let's see.
Just like that.
322. Oof. You back up?
Yeah.
No error, though.
Yeah.
Can I get on that?
Yeah, go ahead. So 322. We should do some sort of weight loss challenge between us and another podcast.
We should do something because I'm unable to do it by myself.
Yeah, we should all support each other like fucking chicks. Scopo, 219.2 pounds. 272 pounds I weigh right now.
I gained
272 pounds right now. That's in fucking sanity. That's insanity.
It's something you should be doing.
Yeah, I should be. That is P90X. That is Matt Pilates. Let's see. What are you weighing out at, Maddie? I took my shoes off, too. But hold on. I probably weigh like 268 because I have big fat guy jeans. So. And then Maddie. Now, Grant, you guys got to know Maddie is 3'11". 179. Maddie, you don't even know how to weigh yourself. That's how bad you are with technology. How do we have you at the helm of everything when you can't even work a digital scale?
I got it going.
Yeah.
I got nervous.
What did Tinkle say? What did he say now?
Let's see. He said he texted you like 3 or 4 times.
I didn't have my phone on me.
I told him that. And then he thought he was getting scopoed after he said he'd be late.
Is he coming back or no?
No, he said he has to unpack his house anyway, so it's probably better off.
All right, tell him to go fuck himself.
Seems a little harsh.
No, it's ridiculous, man.
No, I want the same treatment I got.
Now move the fucking camera so Scopo's the only one on that camera.
God.
Jesus Christ, man. I got to do something. I got to do something to get the weight off.
What are you eating late at night?
I
want to.
It's everything, Scopo. Okay. I haven't been exercising, and I've been fucking eating everything in my path. Sugar, candy, cake. Mm. Sandwiches, pretzels, burgers, fries.
But I went on the road with you. You're usually good. You get the jerky.
Yeah, not this time.
Nuts.
Not this time.
I mean, you did go to some pretty good cities to eat though.
Okay, he started good. He got jerky when we got to Philly. Then he dumped an entire container of ranch on his shirt and pants before he had to go on stage.
That just set him off, probably.
Dude, it brought me so much joy to watch him try to eat buffalo chicken tenders from Wawa.
And there's nothing fatter than licking your own shirt.
And he just dumps the container of ranch on it. He just changed into his stage clothes.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I was there for that.
Yeah. It was fucking... I mean, dude...
Let's go by each city what you ate. What'd you eat in Chicago? Deep dish?
I wanted to try deep dish pizza, but we couldn't find a place close enough. We ended up getting... Dude, it's all a blur. I ate everything. There's no other way to describe it. I just ate nonstop.
Nashville barbecue?
Yeah, we had barbecue in Nashville. That's how good is
it? How good is it?
Unbelievable.
Cornbread?
Yeah. Yeah, I had some fucking pulled pork, had some brisket, had some coleslaw, some fucking fries, baked beans.
Little cheese fries?
No. Anyway, look, I got to fucking do it. We should figure out something to incorporate the fans, and we should all do a thing where we lose weight with the fans at the same time. That'd be fun, right?
Why, just so we could watch regular people beat us at it?
No, they're not going to beat me. I'm phenomenal at losing weight.
We should get certain fans, though. Not, I don't want a fucking skinny twink from Iowa to.
They're not
going to
lose weight, though.
I want like a fat guy.
Here's the thing. Skinny people won't lose weight, right? Fat people lose weight more easily. So if you're in a competition against somebody.
I'm saying by eating, though. Eating,
all right, what if we try to find a fan who weighs approximately what each of us do?
And then what do we do with it?
And we have a competition.
I don't know.
Because that way, it's like a more level playing field if we're the same level of fat.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'll lose this weight within a month. I'll lose 30 pounds in a month. I'll give a guarantee on that.
Okay.
I'll weigh in every single week. I will lose 30 pounds within a month because the Real Ass Diet works. And you know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to angle this as I gain the weight to show how good the Real Ass Diet is. I got to think about these things before I come into the show.
I ate like this on tour for you people.
Yeah, exactly. That's a much smarter way to do it instead of making myself look like I have no self-control. 272 fucking pounds. Mm. 21 pounds in less than a week.
You gained 20 pounds. I think you're going to lose 21 pounds.
No. I gained. I have to have... There has to be some sort of record. Nobody can lose and gain weight this fast.
Wrestlers? Cutting weight?
No, not like this, though.
Yeah, dude, that's... It took me... The most I ever cut was 35 pounds, and it took me a month. And when I was, like, working out twice a day wrestling.
Yeah.
That's a big cut.
That's a big cut.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to fucking... I gotta get my shit together. Anyway...
Are you going to go back to the gym? What are you going to do? Just eat?
I'm going to do everything. I think I got to get back into a boxing class. I was getting in crazy shape when I was boxing a couple years ago. I got to get back into boxing. I got to get back into the fucking diet. Real ass diet. No sugar, no bread, no pasta, no rice. I'm saying this, I'm getting so hungry thinking about everything.
Want to go out after this and eat?
No fucking chocolate covered strawberries.
Oh, how good are they though? So good.
Everything, dude. Everything.
I had pizza.
I'm such a fucking addict when it comes to food. That, me and Bobby Kelly have that exact same thing in common. It's just when I go, I don't stop. Like I ate to the point where my stomach was completely distended, and I was like, I'm so full, but it had nothing to do with being full or hungry. I just kept on shoving food into my face.
Yeah, you guys have a good bond together when you eat. Like, you eat, and then when you're full, the full doesn't stop.
There's no full.
It's after full.
There's no fucking full, Maddie. So now I look like this.
I have the same thing.
Yeah.
I can see me. I can stop. If I'm full, I'm done. I can't anymore.
I'm bummed with where I am, but to be honest with you, Lou, I'm still proud of myself for behaving in Philly. That was a tough
one. The fact
one.
That you didn't eat a Philly cheesesteak is very commendable.
Really?
So.
You didn't eat a Philly cheesesteak?
Because you look like the guy that... He looked like he's the guy that would lead the charge to the Philly cheesesteak place.
Well, there was a guy behind us online, and this is I was gonna get a cheesesteak, and then this guy got out of a car to get a cheesesteak, and I looked at his diabetes legs and at them. This guy's
his big purple legs.
He had giant purple dinosaur legs.
The ghost of your future.
And I looked at him and I was like, I can't get this cheesesteak.
He did have dinosaur legs.
It was horrifying.
Oh fuck, dude. T-Rex
and
legs.
He had shorts and fucking sandals on, which is brazen.
Yeah. My ankles are fat.
You have gout?
Dude, I have
cankles.
Dude, I have big fat pregnant cankles right now.
Let's see. Can we see him? Can we see him?
I don't know if I can't even pull up my
the ankle.
Oh my god.
Yuck.
That's disgusting. It literally goes from his calf to his foot.
Dude, it's fucking huge.
There's no bone.
You look like you've been stung by a lot of bees.
All right, I'm gonna fix it somehow, guys. Let's go to the MMA segment.
Here's your go-to for all things in the world of MMA. It's the Matty Jester Skulls Hammer Fisting segment of the day. Let's get it
on! All right. So our boy Dana White spoke at the Republican National Convention.
RNC!
At the RNC. Not good.
Why is it not good?
It's just... You take a Dana White and you put him in a political world, it doesn't fit. From the get-go, it all falls apart. We should just watch the video because it's something to behold.
Okay.
All right.
It's the hokey-pokey performance of Dana White at the Republican National Convention.
Championship Mixed Martial Arts Organization, Dana White.
The owner of the world's largest Mandingo Fight Corporation.
Good evening, everyone.
Is that kind of talked over
Dana White.
It, but I don't know if you heard that deafening silence.
I am the president of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Thank you. I'm sure most of you are wondering, what are you doing here? I am not a politician. I am a fight promoter. But I was blown away and honored to be invited here tonight. And I wanted to show up and tell you about my friend, Donald Trump. The Donald Trump that I know. In 2001, my partners and I bought the UFC, and it was basically considered a blood sport. State Athletic Commission didn't support us. Arenas around the world refused to host our events. Nobody took us seriously. Nobody. Except Donald Trump. Donald was the first guy that recognized the potential that we saw in the UFC.
Hold on, I'm hearing.
And encouraged
I'm listening.
Us to build our business. He hosted our first two events at his venue. He dealt with us personally. He got in the trenches with us, and he made a deal that worked for everyone. On top of that, he showed up for the fight on Saturday night and sat in the front row. Yeah, he's that guy. He shows up. Donald champion.
Good job not looking like a meathead, Dana White.
Before it grew,
he shows the fuck up.
And I will always be grateful, so grateful to him, for standing with those with us in those early days. So tonight, I stand with Donald Trump.
Mike Fenoya looks angry.
Let me tell you three things that I respect about this man. First, Donald has great business instincts. He supports businesses of all sizes. He'll make it possible for them to grow and succeed, which is the backbone of a strong economy. Second, Donald is a hard worker. This guy's gonna get up there. He's gonna roll up his sleeves. He will work with people, and he will put in the time to get things done. Third, for over 15 years, Donald Trump has been a loyal and supportive friend. And I know that if I needed Donald, he would be there for me, just like he was when I first met him. He's one of these guys that sometimes he'll pick up the phone and he'll call me and say, hey, good luck with the fights tonight. I'm going to be watching, or whatever it is that we might have going on. And he always reaches out to me
black child.
When something has happened in my career. Back in 2011, we signed this huge network television deal with Fox. And they did a big write-up in the New York Times. Donald took that paper and he wrote on the front and said, "Congratulations, Dana. I always knew you were going to do it." Just for the record, Donald has nothing to do with my business. We're not in business together. His interest in me and my business are personal.
Purely sexual.
In my opinion, you can really tell a person's true character when they're happy for somebody else's success. Okay? And I think that sense of loyalty and commitment will translate into how he will run this country. And let's be honest, folks. We need somebody who believes in this country. We need somebody who's proud of this country and who will fight for this country.
Hoorah.
Let me tell you something.
How long is
this? I've been in the fight business my whole life. I know fighters. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump is a fighter, and I know he will fight for this country. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
So he had Dana White, Scott Baio, and the Duck Dynasty guy. That was his. Those were his polls.
I didn't mind Dana
White. I didn't
think
it was that bad.
Hold on. Yeah.
I just like that he came in hot and got nothing.
Welcoming American businessman and president of the Ultimate.
Are you playing it again?
Just the beginning.
Mixed martial arts organization.
This one part.
Dana
okay.
White.
What's up, GOP?
That.
Good evening, everyone.
That wasn't that bad.
Dana White.
It wasn't bad enough to replay.
It was what's up, G? It was the Dana White does this everywhere he goes. What's up, wherever? And there's big, loud cheers and applause, and he's got nothing.
Because it's a fucking UFC. People
I know.
Are pumped up.
My point was, don't come into this like it's a UFC event.
I don't know. I thought it was fine. And what do you expect? You know, I think it's a terrible. Yeah. I think it's a terrible choice. Because he's not particularly articulate.
It doesn't fit.
It doesn't really.
Yeah, but for Trump, he needs the support of UFC fighters. Dana White is the face of the UFC. He needs those people. The fucking who likes the UFC? Country people, and Luis J. Gomez. He needs.
I'm just letting you talk yourself into a weird corner.
No, it's
you don't
true.
Even, you don't even. You're not even making a point right now.
I.
It wasn't even a point. What were you saying?
He
was trying to say
thank you.
That Donald Trump is trying to get the support of the type the of people.
UFC fighters?
He meant fans.
Fans. That's what I meant. I meant fans. I did say fighters. I did say fighters.
There's 300 fighters on the roster. Do you think it's that important?
They're the delegates. That's what they need.
He meant the kind of people he's trying to appeal to, the kind of people who like UFC.
Okay. Can you translate everything he says into funnier and more interesting?
No problem. I'm on.
All right. From now on, anytime Scopo says something, I'm going to point at you, and I want you to spit it out.
It'd be great if we had Scopo speaking and then me in a little box in the corner.
Yeah.
I'm doing the sign language.
Yeah, I had no problem with that, Maddie.
Yeah. It sounded a lot worse on the train. I wonder if I got... That's a different clip that I saw. I wonder if they... You know how sometimes they'll fuck with the video?
The whole speech?
No, no, no. They'll pull down like the audience... reactions sometimes in the video.
Okay, so you're saying
maybe
that you saw another version of the video that was a better representation
of what I wanted it
of
to portray.
Your fucking yeah. weird.
It's such a it's a very minute possibility, but it's there.
No, it's not.
Maybe you just couldn't hear the crowd on your headphones very well. In your earbuds.
Probably, yeah, I got really cheap headphones yesterday.
Oh, you fucking stink, Maddie.
It's still exciting, kind of. It's still the biggest MMA segment.
Him, Duck Dynasty guy, and Scott Baio, it just looked like a race for who was going to say nigger first.
I mean, the Duck Dynasty guy wasn't the best one to choose.
That's a rough sell.
That's a pretty fucking rough one.
And then Scott Baio. Those are the only celebrities he could get?
Didn't Tom Brady like him? We get Tom Brady.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This whole thing, it's just kind of bizarre. I feel like Donald Trump's going to be the president.
Yeah, I'm getting scared.
Doesn't it feel like Donald Trump's going to be the president?
It's getting scarier and scarier.
Yeah. And I was talking to Nate Bargatze's wife about it. Like, she's voting for Trump. And it's like, there's like a thing where Dave kind of pointed this out. People are, like, nobody admits that they're going to vote for Trump. But I think they're all going to secretly do it.
I was in West Virginia. People were admitting it.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, fucking Trump.
Yeah, but everyone's going like, oh, I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I don't really like
in
either
New York,
of them.
I think
but
in
I
New
think
York,
they're all like secretly going like, oh, I kind of like Trump.
No, I think in New York, people are like, ah, I don't know. I don't know. But if I was in West Virginia, people were just, they had Trump fucking signs. They had Trump T-shirts all over the place.
Yeah, people get punched in the fucking head for Trump T-shirts now. Yeah. Not happy. People are not happy with it.
Well, the Melania thing was pretty funny.
Yeah, what happened with her now?
Dude, that shit was fucking...
She plagiarized Michelle's speech. Yeah.
But she didn't
it.
Plagiarize
she
it.
She didn't plagiarize. Someone wrote
it
for
No, it was
her.
Almost word for... Okay, so the people that do statistics on plagiarism, if you have a speech and you have a 16-word match in the same speech as somebody else, the likelihood that you didn't plagiarize it is 1 in a trillion.
What? 16 words?
She had a 23-word match.
No.
Wait, break that down for me a little more.
16 okay. words. That's it? That's mm-hmm. nothing.
If you put the same 16 words in the same order and didn't plagiarize it from somewhere else.
Oh, the same order. Order. Okay.
Oh.
She did 23 straight words that Michelle did.
Yes.
Can you pull okay. up the side-by-sides with this?
I believe that was. But that's, believe that's the two numbers.
But you know what
if
it
I'm
is?
Wrong,
it's
apologize.
Just that's just people for liberals to go see. They're fucking stupid. They don't know what they're talking about. They're dumb. This is Trump.
A physicist said there's a 1 in 87 billion chance that Melania Trump didn't plagiarize. Pull up. There's a video with them playing the speeches side by side. Pull up that video.
It's almost word for word.
Here's my thing. Right. Here's why I don't give a shit. Because neither of these are the words of either of these bitches. Who gives a shit? Like, why the fuck do I care that one... what this should do, it should open people's eyes to go like, oh, shit.
This is all fake.
This is all like, who gives a fuck? Neither of them are saying anything that they're being genuine about. They're reading words on a fucking paper.
Mm-hmm. I was actually shocked she fucking could say all those words.
I was shocked you can get that sentence out.
Thank you.
All right, play the
She's also not from this country, too. This is her second language.
I were raised with so many of the same values. Like, you work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do.
Word is bond, son!
My parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond.
Ooh.
And you do what you say and keep your promise.
Ooh.
That you treat people with dignity and respect, even if you don't know them. And even if you don't agree with them.
That you treat people with respect.
Oh!
They taught and showed me values
oh!
and morals in their daily life. That is a lesson that I continue to pass
it's
along to our son.
Come all up her nose.
And we need to pass those
hot.
Lessons
so hot though.
Yeah, she's
on
fucking, Michelle's hot too.
Many generations to follow.
And Barack and I set out to build lives guided by these values and to pass them on to the next generation because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness
blah, blah,
to work
blah.
Hard for them.
Because...
Yeah.
Because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements
Oof.
Is the strength of your dreams
oh, no,
and
she
your
didn't.
Willingness to work for them.
It's like a really weird English lesson.
Melania Trump's hot, huh?
I get really yeah. mad about the people that try to paint Michelle like she's some like fucking butch monster.
Yeah, no, she's hot.
Michelle's hot.
See the traps on that lady?
See what I mean?
Yeah.
These fucking assholes. They're
like,
just, oh, she looks
he's
like,
just a fucking racist.
She's not Leslie racist. Jones. She's a fucking beautiful.
She's hot.
Woman.
No, yeah. She's pretty hot. Hot. Yeah.
Do me a favor. Pull up Melania Trump and.
I mean, they're not in the same ballpark.
And what's her name in bikinis? Who? Let's go bikini ball.
I don't think this picture of Michelle in a bikini. There's no way.
One of them's a fucking
no
model. And one of them's a fucking humanitarian. There's
yeah,
a difference.
Exactly. One of them's way hotter than the other one.
Let's see. I want to see Michelle Obama.
I don't think.
Bikini.
I
bet
I
you.
Listen, Melania is hotter, but not way hotter.
Maddie, learn how to use fucking Google.
What do you? Oh, I'm sorry. I got lost in what was going on.
So I put Michelle Obama bikini. See if there's a bikini shot. I bet you there is.
She's got one piece. Come on.
Let's see. I want to see this.
It's blurry. I'm not going to say it.
It looks like an evolution chart.
I was going to say it looked like the blurry image of Bigfoot.
That's what I was going to go with. Just didn't feel it was right
Maddie,
to do
if
it.
If you had the fucking wherewithal and the funny
it's not
instincts,
my show.
You would have just pulled up the picture of Bigfoot, the blurry image. Just the fucking the Loch Ness Monster. Here's her swimming. Let me see. This is her in a bikini. Can I see it up on the big screen?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing here?
It's just too much. There you
Let's
go.
See. Yeah, it's not good. All right, but she cleans up nice in a dress. Well, hold on. Let's see.
Not Michelle Obama.
Who's that?
Just a different lady.
I like her.
Obama's cut.
Yeah, Obama's all fucking shreddo, bro. Let's see. Yeah, I'd fuck.
Good for him.
That's a while. That was like when he just got into office, though. Look how small his kid is.
Yeah, he looks like Morgan Freeman now.
Yeah. It's a Dave Smith joke.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No. Oops.
Zach Amico stealing jokes from Dave Smith. Now let's see Melania Trump in a bikini.
You know this oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Fuck you, dude. Is that her when she was younger?
It was a week ago.
Let me see.
Fucking hands right there. Oh my god.
Yeah, she's hot, dude. I don't even give a shit that she's not American. Look at those big fake tits on the first lady.
Oh, look at that.
Dude, the first lady's got fake tits and a Russian accent.
I just love all the people that for years have been calling Michelle Obama like trashy and not elegant. And then like this fucking cum pig.
Yeah, she's fucking great though. Good for her. Good for Trump.
By the way, if Trump wins back-to-back hot first ladies, that's never happened in the history.
Yeah, well, look.
You got
Michelle's not.
Who's the last hot first lady? Kennedy, right?
Jackie Onassis, yeah, she was.
But was Jackie hot back in the day?
But yeah, she never wore outfits to show. Like she never showed skin.
No,
let
she was pretty
see,
though.
Let me
she's
see
really
Jackie Onassis yeah, pictures.
Pretty.
Was she a smoke show?
She's really pretty. At least.
I mean, she couldn't be doing that much. Kennedy was banging half of the White House.
Yeah, it doesn't matter though. It doesn't matter how hot your chick is. Yeah, she's pretty hot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good looking lady.
She's okay. Look at that. That's not
that's,
great.
That's
older. That's much older.
She kind
of fell that's apart. After she caught her husband's brains on the back of a car. Yeah, that ages you. She tried to stuff his brains back in his head. Yeah, she aged a little.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she tried to put him
she
back.
She put him fucking like this.
No.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, man.
Get that video, Maddie. Get that video. Yeah.
There's video of her trying to stuff his brains back
in
his head.
Yeah, she like goes to grab him off the back because they're on the fucking like back of the car. Oh. And she tries to like
she's
stuff
like,
him
she's like sitting up, you know?
Like she's gonna put a baby. It's still good. It's still good.
Fuck me. That's really funny.
The 5 second rule. If your brains leave your head, if you get them back in 5 seconds.
Let's see. Hold on.
That's the first shot.
Wait a minute. And she's just holding his arm?
Because he got shot in the neck first. And then
Oh!
She goes to grab him.
Oh, no. She's
she wants to fucking push off his head to get out of the car.
No, she's picking up his brains.
She's picking up his brains.
No,
she went back for them with the fucking
brains.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, dude. She's trying to.
I've never seen the video that up close. By the way,
I didn't realize how clear this video was. This is like digitally restored.
This is
right?
This is the Zapruder film.
Oh, dude.
And this is just fixed up massively.
Let's see. Hold on.
And it's also stabilized, so it's not as blurry.
Let's see. Hold on. That was fucking brutal. He gets shot in the neck, and she's just sitting there with him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
well, because she doesn't know
fast,
what happened,
though, dude.
It's a bullet, you moron.
No, I'm saying no. I'm saying it was
the two shots. He's saying
it's the two shots are fast. It's clack clack.
Out of a gun that was only supposed to shoot once, by the way.
No, it wasn't that fast, clack clack. Because look, she goes and she like.
But he's look how much they're slowing this
rewind,
down.
Rewind
it.
You want the slow motion or the original?
Go back to this original.
Yeah,
one.
Go back to the real speed.
So he shot already right there.
So is this real speed?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He shot already.
Yeah, it's not this is what I'm telling to Scopo. It's not clack clack because she's fucking checking him and talking to him. Yeah, that's fucking nuts, dude. Oh, he gets shot in the neck?
He gets shot in the neck.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 10. All right, 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
Jesus, man. His fucking head is just split open, dude. That's nuts. I've never seen that before.
I've watched it hundreds and hundreds of times.
I've never seen that before. I mean, I've seen the black and white footage, like the one.
By the way, that's so crazy to think, just that long ago, that the president used to just cruise like that, like that open
top.
Yeah,
you would never ever.
I think that was I'll tell you right now,
if Donald Trump gets into office,
Reagan
he will be assassinated.
That's right, Reagan was shot. No, he was. Dude, everyone thought Obama was going to get assassinated.
No, 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 dude. People are going to take out Trump. No. I'm telling you, dude. Dude, people are shooting cops in the streets right now. The race war is underway. Okay,
but do you know how hard it is to get access to the president?
I understand
States
that it's
right
hard
now
to get access to the president. I'm telling you right now, people are going to try to kill that guy. There's no fucking doubt about it. There's no doubt. If I was him, I wouldn't even want the job.
Who wants the job? You don't get paid that much.
There's a great quote that's something like, the thing about being president is anyone smart enough to do the job is smart enough to know they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's the worst. I would think it's the worst job to have. Half the country automatically hates you.
Yeah.
God, that's all I want to do. Have we ever watched the video of the deer? The deer headshot?
No.
Maddie, can you YouTube deer headshot? It's what I think of when I see the Zapruder film. It's a slow motion video.
What's a Zapruder film?
That's what we just watched.
That's the name of the guy.
The guy who filmed that video of Kennedy, his last name was Zapruder.
Okay. That's crazy.
And that's the only footage. Yeah, that's...
How fucking sad is that? If, like, you're, video, if you're Maddie really fucking in love with a person, so watch their fucking head get blown off right in front of you.
No, Maddie.
I mean, do you think he was, she was really that much in love with him? He was fucking banging everybody.
Yes. I think, you know, especially women. Women can
the
fucking disconnect.
First one on the
that
top is, how long is the first one on the top, Maddie?
2 minutes.
Okay. Then
two and change.
I can't think of it then. Don't fucking pay attention to me.
Yeah, this is...
It's pointless. I'll watch it later.
We're losing. You gotta jerk off to this animal dying later on.
I've never... That video is pretty graphic. I've never seen it that close before.
Yeah, there's... Know. Have you ever watched JFK? You watch
the
movie.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, well, that's the video they're looking at when he goes back and to the left. Back and to the left.
That's pretty nuts. All right. That's fucking... It made me feel weird inside. Yeah.
Not as weird as
that's
did
a great shot. There's no way that guy did it. That's a fucking cover-up.
Well, it was... The fact that it was two bullets is bananas. Because you got to remember the guy in front of Kennedy got shot, too.
Yeah, there was... Yeah, oh, but one of the bullets went through him and into Kennedy.
Yeah, the first bullet went through somebody and into Kennedy, but the angles is fucking not make sense.
Maddie, give me another coffee, please. Thanks,
like,
pal.
There's no way it was one dude. That's fucking bananas.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
It's a witch hunt. They killed the guy.
I feel like you're just saying
Ted
words
Cruz
that you
no, they killed... what's his name? Remember they escorted him out of prison and someone shot him?
Yeah. The guy that shot Kennedy.
The guy that supposedly shot Kennedy got shot.
I know. I just feel like you're saying things
you just
heard.
Fuck with me. No. I watched
news.
A documentary about it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think Ted Cruz's dad was involved in Kennedy's
really
assassination. Yeah. Because he was involved with the people, the Cuban side, that supposedly was part of it. Because Cubans hate Kennedy. Because of Bay of Pigs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. How do we get into Kennedy?
Because we were talking about was the last hot first lady, and then I said she watched
yeah
him die, which
yeah
is why she aged.
Yeah, Ivanka.
No.
That's the daughter.
That's yeah the daughter.
That's the daughter.
She's fucking smoking.
Yeah. Good for Trump. Good for Trump. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I used to always kind of be of the thought that it didn't matter who the president was, and it doesn't really. It
doesn't matter.
But it's a figurehead. In a lot of ways.
But I think that figurehead is sending our country into a spiral of hate. I think that we...
I'm not
the fact that cops,
scared of what he can do as much as I'm scared of what other countries will be like, that's who they picked?
Yeah.
I'm scared of the people of our country if he gets picked. What's going to happen? Yeah. I think he's the worst person to bring in right now with this race war.
Yeah. I think he's one of the... catalysts for what's happening right now.
Yeah.
It's like people are just so fucking angry. I remember, like, growing up, you would see a video of, like, protests with, like, college kids, and it gets violent. But there was, like, 4 or 5, like, famous stock footage videos of, like, you know, violent protests in this country, like, during, like, Civil War or during the...
Civil Rights Movement.
Now it's like, dude, literally anytime there's anything happening on any college campus in any town... It gets so fucking volatile.
Oh, dude, I saw a video of a guy. He was getting out of his car. He was a surgeon, and he was on his way to emergency surgery, and they were Black Lives Matter people were blocking the road. He tried to go talk to a cop, and then these fucking people just got in his face, just screaming at him.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ. It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's fucking... It's kind of crazy. I mean, there was another video that came out the other day. I'll have Maddie pull it up in a minute. My instinct is like, I watched the video thinking that these guys were killed by cops, but it was just like a drive-by. But it's happening so often now, I was like, holy shit, dude. White people are going to be fucking done after this one. I got to fucking have Maddie pull it up. Maddie, I know you're coming. But it was just these three black kids that get shot in their car. And it's fucking, it is haunting. It is fucking just haunting.
Is it the Facebook Live thing? The kid that he...
Yes.
That's the one?
Okay. They were smoking a blunt on Facebook Live. And I guess a rival gang just starts, just mows these kids down.
I actually
down.
Started watching that and I couldn't fucking, I couldn't get through it.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah. But it made me feel a little bit better that it wasn't cops. I was like, all right. Thank God, it's just more black on black crime.
Yeah. Another black guy.
I can't deal with more cops killing more black kids.
Wasn't there another cop killed in Minnesota? I heard that.
I don't know. And there's another video of a cop killing a white kid as well, which the white people love to show that.
Yeah.
They're like, where's the outrage? Where's the outrage for this white kid?
I would just like to note how prophetic the movie Tales from the Hood has been. Literally, like, every story in Tales from the Hood is happening right now. Scopo, have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
I saw that. What happened?
It's literally, it's the first one is the corrupt cops killing the black civil rights leader.
Okay.
The second one is the corrupt governor getting in power based on racism. And the last one is them trying to rehabilitate the
Wasn't there one with the little black dolls, though?
Yeah, that's the corrupt governor.
That's happening right now?
No, but the fact that people are exploiting racism it really to get elected.
It really made me laugh because the governor called them nigglets.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that always really stuck with me about that movie. And then we used to call this one really small black kid a nigglet that we knew in my neighborhood.
That's pretty funny, though.
By the way, speaking of which, I met Chris Wieniger.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, in Philly.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah,
he is not a tiny black man.
No,
he's a pretty big white guy.
Is that his? That's is that his real name? No,
Wieniger.
Wieniger. Oh, okay.
Wieniger.
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 It's just the Zuni doll from. Oh, what the fuck's that?
Pull up. There's a Facebook Live. Three black kids smoking a blunt get shot. Yeah, that one's pretty fucking. But. You know, here's the thing, right? Anybody who's just sitting in a car getting shot while they're smoking a blunt, listening to hip-hop music, I'm assuming they're involved in some shit. You know? You
no. Kind of
no?
No. Come on. Haven't you ever been smoking into a blunt in a car?
I've never been shot at. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If
You're saying with the bullets.
Them being
okay.
Shot is one of the things that make me go like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I make an addendum to that?
Sure.
If you're sitting in a car smoking a blunt on Facebook Live, I'm going to assume you're up to some shit.
Is this it? This is the Facebook Live one? Yeah, this is it.
Got a couple of reels inside the game.
No, I haven't. I'm pretty pumped up. This is intense. I'm excited.
I don't want to fucking see
this. Oh, the music makes it so much more haunting.
Yeah. Now, when I thought it was cops that just rolled up on them, I was like, these nice young kids. But then when I figured out that it was other gang members.
Word around town is we got them pals. Word around town
is
we got
them pals. I like that effect. The stabilizing effect. I didn't watch the stabilize, so. Yeah, no.
Hold your phone sideways, motherfucker.
Terrible. This guy's not a cameraman.
Well, listen how many shots are fired off, right? Like
anything going back.
They're not innocent kids. Like nobody shoots somebody that many times unless they really want you fucking dead. I don't even do random shootings even happen anymore. That has to be the most rare thing in the world, right?
Like you're walking on the street.
Yeah, and there's like, oh, just fucking put a bullet in that guy for the sake of doing it.
The headlights thing.
Yeah.
That one?
I just feel like murdering somebody in this day and age is such a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's an 80s crime, not with. Fucking
yeah, now
I'm still scared with the headlights thing, though.
Dude, back in the fucking 80s or 70s, you can murder a person. There's really not very good forensic technology. There's not cameras everywhere.
There's a camera in every corner.
To murder in 2016, you gotta want it.
Yeah, if you murdered
It's a new day.
If you murdered back in the day, you just had to not be from that town. You had a pretty good shot.
Do you think if you murder now, you go straight to the top of the gang?
What?
Like, if you like, oh, this guy just fucking killed somebody. He's a really badass.
Maybe. I don't know. All I know is that it's just not the same. It's not. I don't really fear being shot to death or stabbed to death walking down the street. Unless you're talking shit. You know, like, you can. Like,
isolate that clip for a few months from now.
Yeah, I know.
Isolate that clip for James's third birthday.
But I do. I do talk shit, but I've curbed it a lot. You know, I used to be really quick to talk shit to like a stranger on the street.
I've been in the car with you.
No, I mean, I'll still do it. But it's like, I will definitely like look a person up and down. It's like, is that a person that's going to carry a weapon? It's not getting into a fight that makes me as afraid. It's really being shot to death or being stabbed to death. But you got to figure how much you really got to want to kill somebody. I mean, I guess there's crazy people out there, but it's like they shot 100 rounds off there.
100 rounds?
No, I'm just.
Oh, okay.
They shot a lot. Shot a lot.
Was there any shooting back, or they just got killed right
No,
away?
I think they were just fucking. And you'll hear the video goes on for like an hour. The Facebook Live one. That's fine, Maddie. You don't have to pull it up. But you hear them like begging for an ambulance. It's fucking like, you know, it's really fucking cryptic.
So maybe they did shoot back then. I was just going to look up the facts, but.
All right, look up the facts.
You know, I mean, if they're still alive, I can't imagine. If they didn't return fire, they wouldn't have just been killed. You know what I mean?
Nah, if they don't see it coming, though, you'd be killed pretty easy.
You also heard the shots coming from outside the car. You could just listen to it and tell there was no shots coming from inside the car. But
they could have like gotten out of the car, taken cover behind the car, and returned fire.
I don't think any of that happened, Maddie.
Maybe. I'm going to look it up.
I don't think any of that happened, Maddie.
Not if they got shot as much as it sounded like.
Yeah, I mean, they were fucking ambushed. They were bushwhacked. So... But that's the thing. Like, I don't feel like people are being just. You're not going to be sitting in your car and somebody's going to roll up on the side of your car and just fucking shoot you in the head. I feel like even like, with like robberies and carjackings, it's always because somebody tries to be a hero. I always like that line when robbers will use that. Don't try to be a fucking hero. Don't be a hero, Zach.
How about when they go to the banks? It's not your money. Don't be a hero.
Yeah.
Give it to us.
I love that's a good line.
Yeah.
Because don't be a hero. Why would you want to be a hero? Like, the only time I'm going to be a hero is if somebody is putting my life or my kid's life in direct danger. Like, they fucking, you know, they're gonna kill this kid. My main thing is, I always think about that when I'm on, like, the subway with my kid. If like, terrorists just got on the subway, like, how would you fucking do it? You got to run up to the next car, but it's like, you know, they got that shit covered, you know? But if somebody was just trying to rob a store that I was in with my kid, I'd be like, dude, yeah, take everything, please. You want help? I'll help you fucking bag up that money. You know, just don't hurt me or my kid. But who the fuck would try to thwart a robbery? Fuck that. It's almost a problem with people carrying guns around.
A robbery now, no. But I think anybody that ever tried to hijack a plane at this point would get their fucking ass kicked.
Yeah.
Nobody's hijacking a plane anymore.
Yeah, you know why, too? Because
people would beat the shit out of them.
Remember in 9/11, I watched that movie. They didn't know if the bomb was real or not. They're like, we don't know if it's real or not. Now you know. You can't get a bomb on a fucking plane like that. It's almost impossible.
I would assume a bomb's real. Would you assume if somebody opened up a jacket, right?
On a plane?
They had, it's a fucking clock with six dynamite sticks attached to their body.
It could be an alarm clock and six hot dogs, and I'd be scared.
I know. I would be like, fuck that, dude. I'm not taking my chances.
No, on a plane?
Yes.
No, I think there's no
way. I know, Scopo. You'd be like, dude, it's fine.
No, there's no way. How can you get a bomb on a plane?
Yeah, it's a fine. It's got a fucking bomb.
If anybody here is an expert on bombs.
Good one.
Listen to me. You would assume it's real. I get what you're saying. It's harder to get a bomb on a plane today. If somebody fucking just got up and said, I have a bomb on me, at that point, you're stomping this guy's fucking head out. Because that's your only chance.
Dude, I think if anybody stands up and starts yelling anything, people are just going to try to kill him.
Yeah. Can you believe Deadpool 2 is coming out next week? Kill him! Yeah, dude, fuck that. I mean, that's it. And by the way, it's going to happen. There's going to be some crazy terrorist attack in New York City sometime very soon. It's guaranteed to happen.
I think about that a lot, yeah.
I'm terrified. I'm fucking... This is why the terrorists are winning. This is why I know that they're winning. Because I'm terrified. I'm not going to bring my kid to Times Square. I'm not going to bring my kid to any big, crazy public celebrations. You know, with fucking Nice last week. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
That's it. They don't even need a bomb, dude. They're driving a fucking bread truck. That's it. All of a sudden, you're seeing a fucking Wonder Bread truck. You're like, oh, I'd love a fucking sandwich. Mm. You're done-o. 80-something people he killed?
Yeah, you could probably mow over a lot more than that in Times Square.
Yeah.
Like the height of the day.
But you know what? I don't know exactly what security is like in Nice. Because I feel like if you just rolled through in Times Square
security's
with a truck, I feel like you would be lit up.
Security's pretty fucking tight.
Within,
in Times
I'd
Square.
Say, 10 seconds, I think you'd be lit up. They have fucking machine guns.
Yeah.
Like, there are dudes sitting in towers with machine guns in
there's
Times Square. If you did some shit like that, they would take you out pretty quickly.
There's that police station on 42nd, the pseudo police station, where there's like six or seven guys with machine guns just hanging out there all the time.
Yeah. On every other corner, there's a team of cops with fucking machine guns. You can't get away with shit in Times Square anymore. Ever since Giuliani. This before Giuliani, you could fucking murder 1,000 people with a bread truck.
You could bang a hooker before Giuliani.
Yeah. So, it is scary, though. I mean, now they're you don't even know which way they're going to fucking attack. Spend all this time worrying about airplanes flying into buildings. Looking up in the sky. Not for 1 second am I looking straight forward saying, hey, holy shit, there could be a truck
coming at me.
The
Wonder Bread guy.
Yeah. So, how many people dead in Nice?
I think it was 84.
That's a shitty way to die, too.
Truck death?
Yeah.
That video was tough. I couldn't.
What, watching the dead bodies in the street?
Mm-hmm. That 84. Was rough.
Did anybody make a Pokemon Go meme out of that?
Not that I saw.
Pussies. Missed opportunity. If you're going to be an edgy fucking asshole, at least make it funny. That's a great meme idea. Pokemon Go. There's a squiggle right next to a fucking dead body in Nice. Squirtle? Was that his name?
Squirtle.
That was one of them.
Squiggle.
It
what,
was
Maddie?
Mortifying. Nothing.
What were we going to say?
The subway with him.
Oh,
last
yeah,
84
deaths.
Pokemon How many
Go.
Injured?
Pokemon Go. The
with the volume on the subway, standing on the platform, walking around, blocking.
Me?
Yes, you. Blocking the stairway. With the volume on, trying to catch Pokemon while people are trying to get around.
You've been playing?
I got over it quickly.
I'm still in it.
You're still in?
I got pulled in. Like I'm just starting to like get into it.
I played it a little bit this weekend, but it kills my fucking data.
It's terrible. It's fucking terrible. Give me more facts about Nice. How many deaths?
84 deaths.
How many injured?
10 of which were children.
303
injured.
Jesus Christ.
19... ton cargo truck.
10 children killed.
Yeah.
What was the youngest child? That breaks my heart. I need to feel sadness sometimes. Like, movies don't do it for me anymore. So I gotta, like, say, like, tell me about real life heartache. And then I'll maybe get up. Then I'm maybe getting off the
kids
couch.
Kids fuck you up nowadays because you have a kid.
Yeah, kids fuck me. I will watch an adult dying with no problem at all.
Like, I think we just watched four today.
Yeah.
Adult death means nothing. It means so little to me. It goes adults, then animals, then kids, then babies. Babies are above kids. I'd rather watch a 7-year-old die than a 1-year-old die.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I watched that that baby getting cut in half by a train.
Why would you do that?
To come.
Okay.
Well, it was on the Gauntlet. Did you ever do the Gauntlet?
Yeah, I didn't make it far.
Yeah.
That's not my bag.
We did that on Legion of Skanks, an episode called The Gauntlet, where there's 25 videos that are each become progressively harder and harder to watch.
Did you make it through?
Yeah, we made it through.
They're not in the right order, though.
You know why, though? We figured that we talked about it on the show. Certain things affect people certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like the baby being cut in half by a train, it was a shitty, grainy video. So you saw the baby like crawling on the tracks, and you saw the train go over it and then leave. But it was like 4 or 5 on the list. It was pretty low on the list. And it's because people we were with that didn't have kids, they were going, yeah, I can watch that. That's nothing. It's like, what?
Plus, it was quick. I think the really long, drawn out shit is towards the end.
Well, they had a girl drowning. Like, it was a fetish video that she fucked up, I guess, and didn't like do it right. And she ends up drowning in a bathtub. It's like a fucking 5-minute video of her drowning. It was like so deep. It was like number 20 or 21 on the list. And I'm like, this is nothing. I could watch that every night before I go to bed and sleep completely soundly and have not one issue.
Nah, fucking idiot.
There was one where a girl was being stabbed by her boyfriend. That was rough.
Yeah,
and that was pretty low. It was like 10.
The Russian one, he stabbed her in the face, right?
Oh, dude, he's just stabbing her in public, dude. It's crazy.
Oh, it's in public.
Oh, it's crazy. It is. I challenge you guys, if you're a fan of the show and you haven't seen that one, go do the gauntlet. See how far you get into it. The first video is horrific itself. It's from Jackass, the scene where they take the paper cuts. The
only thing in Jackass that bothers me is the paper
cut
cuts.
Ones.
Yeah, the paper cuts between the fingers.
Oh,
no,
that kills me.
Oh,
I have seen the Steve-O got the one on the foot,
yeah,
too.
Between the toes. Is
that's the first video on it, and then it gets progressively harder to watch from there.
That's not bad.
We'll do it. We have...
No, I'm not doing the gauntlet. No, I'm not fucking doing
it. We'll do
it.
We'll do it. We'll see how far Scopo gets after the show, because we got to do some questions right now, but... We'll
you
want to
fuck me up this week real quick? Did you see the video of the guy getting his the infected tattoo on his back?
No.
And they're draining it? Oh, boy. They're in like... It's like some South American country, I think. This guy's got an infected tattoo, and they go to drain his back.
Let's
and
see.
Buckets of shit comes out.
I hate gross out stuff, but I'll play it for you, Zachy. Oh, it's pus extracted?
Is it?
All right, let's see. Go. Pull it up.
No, this was...
This is not it.
Okay. This is the same thing, but the one I watched was like not a medical professional.
Yeah, you gotta watch.
You didn't have any gloves on?
All right. Let's fucking do this. Let's get some questions going. Is this the same one?
Yeah, it would appear so.
No,
same one.
Same thing.
Whatever. Just do questions. Maddie will find it while we're.
It's
while
fine.
We're
all right. Here we go. Let's see.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
That's just
answer.
Disgusting.
Kind of goes to the music though.
Give me a fucking answer.
Oh!
Give me a fucking answer!
Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Are you fucking kidding me? Stop it!
I'm asking you for the answer!
Stop it now! Take it down! Fuckface! You don't listen to me when I tell you to listen to me, and then... Alright, just stop. I need to fucking move on. It's making me sick inside. All right, guys. Real Ask Question segment. Morning of the show every Wednesday. I post on Facebook. If you need some advice, want some insight into our world, post a question, and we will try to answer it on the show. So, here it is, guys. Real Ask Questions. Let's see. Chris Wieniger, who came out in Philly, this is he sent us a picture and said, this is a part of my new office. Is it a real ass office? And then there is a treadmill right next to his like standing desk. That's pretty fucking badass. I always like that. You can incorporate fitness into your everyday life.
My friend in her job, they have treadmill stations. You put your work there, and you could walk or run on the treadmill.
That's great.
As you do work.
That's fucking great. I can't really concentrate on work if I'm like really sweating.
She runs.
But
she walks. She walks.
Walking, I feel like you do. I feel like, you know what we should do? We should get one in here for the show so we can all work off our fat while we do the podcast.
I mean, you're the fucking owner of it. So
fucking FitCast. We can call it a FitCast. Change the entire format of the show. Brilliant. Real ass dude, fucking move, Christopher Wieniger. Appreciate that. You're inspiring me now, my friend. I'm usually the person that does the inspiring, and now you know what's happening? The tables have been turned. I'm being inspired by the fans.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't happen too often, guys. Doesn't happen too often. John Amato wants to know, would you ever consider having some sort of contest to let a fan sit in on mic for a podcast once in a while? I think that's something the People's Champion would do. Bring in a fucking fan? A fucking fanorama? YKWD does that.
They just sit on the couch, though.
They sit on the couch, but they do give them a mic.
Very true. But they're not like... I think he wants to be on the show.
That's it. Great idea. Fancast. Real Ass Dude of the Week, John Amato.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
We're gonna do that. We're gonna do a fan cast. We'll get him in. We'll bring like two or three fans in, and we'll do a contest. They could sit on a mic, and we could fucking talk to them. Let the fans take it over for a minute. You think it's so easy, fans? I flipped my attitude about this in the middle of it.
You think you can do what I do? I'm a broadcast professional.
I am. I'm a goddamn professional broadcaster.
Speaking of which, this week, me and Dave Smith will be on the countdown. No Bisping. Bisping is in fuck it, Thailand. For the next 2 weeks, actually. So me and Dave Smith.
Vacation both, or vacation. Filming?
Vacation and training. But me and Dave Smith will both be taking over the countdown both this Thursday and the following Thursday. So make sure you guys check that out on SiriusXM Rush 93. All right. How's the Real Ass Diet going? George Maldonado wants to know. Not well.
Did you listen to the George, first half?
Poorly. It's going well now. I'm back. Woke up this morning. I had a banana. I had some nuts. I had a pitch meeting today. We pitched a TV show, me and Dave. Went very well. Felt good about it, but I do feel very fat.
But what if they tell you?
I decided, no, I'm insecure because during my pitch meeting, I even mentioned me gaining weight. You can't do that.
Will you go off the rails if they pass?
What'd you say?
Will you go off the rails if they pass?
What do you mean?
No, Lewis is the kind of guy who gets inspired by success.
If they're like, no, we don't want to do this. You're like, fuck it. Give me a pizza.
No. That's not it. And I've talked about this on the show before. It's all sales. Sales 101. Okay? I have to just keep on setting up pitch meetings because, see, it's numbers. There's a ratio of people that are going to say yes to me about TV show ideas, radio shows, whatever it is. There's a certain amount of auditions you can go on before somebody's going to say yes. So I have to sift through the no's in order to get through the yeses. So every time I get a no, closer to a yes, I'm happier, Scopo.
Mm-hmm.
Happy with the nose, and I'm getting a lot of them, guys. Jerome Kelly wants to know, if you could be any other nationality, what would it be? Great question. Great question, Jerome Kelly. Maddie, what would it be?
What? I gotta change?
You gotta change your nationality. If you had to, this isn't really a thing for you, because me, I'd be white.
Yeah.
Fucking white. You know what? No, that's not true. I've tasted being white a little bit in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm pretty whitewashed for a Puerto Rican. I've never tasted being black.
Is it race or nationality?
Nationality.
I got like Norwegian or something. Something taller.
A bigger white person?
Yeah.
Whiter. That's what I was thinking. It was like a Swedish guy with like great blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yeah. I think he meant like race, though. Race, nationality, it doesn't matter, I guess. You pick a different race, Maddie. Asian.
I go black.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
They have more fun.
Whose podcast was on that I made this point? I thought it was a very very smart point. I very rarely make smart points, but I thought it was a really good one. Being a black guy, like, because we got pulled over coming back from the tour, and that moment when a cop pulls up behind you, you know, anybody
it's
who drives.
Scary.
Well, no, I'm saying it is for a white person.
Oh, yeah.
The moment where you just see the cop in your rearview mirror, even if they don't have their lights on, right? That like, fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Am I going fast? You check your fucking speed. You make sure your seatbelt's on. Boom. That's how black people feel all the time, I feel like. That's just how they feel.
Anytime they see a cop.
Just walking down the street. Like, I think for you, Scope, you see a cop. If you're walking down the street in a bad neighborhood, you see a cop, you go, oh, good, Art, there's a cop here.
Mm-hmm. I feel safe.
A black guy goes, fuck, dude. This guy going to harass me. Even if they don't have anything illegal on them. I know that from being a pothead and just always having pot on me. And when I see a cop anytime, even after I stopped smoking pot, I'd see a cop and I'd go, oh, fuck, dude, fuck. And I'd like tense up and get nervous. I feel like that's how brown people feel in general. And I think that there's something to that. And I think we should at the very least give black people that. There should be a recognition of that over white people that you don't have that feeling, mm-hmm. you know? And I think people can connect with that when they're in their car. So.
By the way, my race?
Yeah.
I would choose Samoan.
Why? Because you just have to get a slight tan?
Yeah. No, because I still want to, I would probably want to be like a bigger dude because that tends to be my humor and stuff. I feel like Samoan, a little better muscle ratio.
I think I'd want to be Dominican.
You don't like wearing socks?
With my baseball skills, maybe Dominicans just are naturally improved to be better. I could have made something in the baseball world.
Same. There you go. Jake Sampson wants to know, and this could be our last question, if/when Big J ends up pulling a Kevin Hart, would the skank still be a thing, or does he take the name with him? Great question. First of all,
I don't think he's ever going to be big as Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's a fucking another level. Yeah. But if Jay got so big, or let's say Jay just couldn't do the show anymore, I think that we would retire the name. I don't think we could do Legion of Skanks without any of us. You know? I couldn't imagine doing the show.
You put it in the rafters at the creek in the cave.
No, you fucking... I mean,
Look, if Jay ended up not being able to do Legion of Skanks anymore, I think me and Dave would probably end up doing a show together still. Me and Dave broadcast very well together, and you hear that whenever Dave's on the Real Ass podcast. You hear that we did Bennington the other day. We do Anthony Cumia show. Me and Dave are a very strong broadcasting pair. I think we both add a lot to each other's strengths and kind of fill in for each other where the other one might be weak. So, we would still do a show. I don't think it would be called Legion of Skanks, though. I don't think anybody would use the name Legion of Skanks.
So you wouldn't go like the Guns N' Roses or Kiss Route?
No.
And kind of just turn into a...
No, I wouldn't do it. I mean, I could maybe see it being called just the Skanks. You know, because it wouldn't be Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
But once again...
It sounds better than the Lewis, Dave, and Zach show.
Yeah. dude, Scopo and Tinkle will be replaced so quickly by Dave. It would be over. Oh, my God. No, but yeah, we wouldn't do that. Nobody would keep the name Legion of Skanks if we ever broke the band up. All right, I got to go. Look, guys, thanks for fucking listening. Make sure you go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review. Give us some fucking feedback on the show. Make sure you follow Zach Is Not Funny, at Chris Scopo, at Chris with a K, Tinkle, Chris Tinkle, and at Louis J. Gomez, at Jester Skulls, at Real Ass Podcast, at Gas Digital. Check out all the other amazing shows on the Gas Digital Network, SDR Show, High Society Radio, Part of the Problem, Legion of Skanks, Justice Show, brand new Comedy Pump, Tim Dillon's Going to Hell, fucking funny, dude. All right, we're gonna go. Love you guys. Check you next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.